VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by Campaign Go. Master your sales. Tell us how you're preparing for your fourth quarter and the holiday here at 888-723-4630. But right now, we're talking to Michael from Florida, and he's put up a document that's dated from 1775, year before the revolution, American Revolution. And it is, he says, it's a real gem of a find. But I dug into this, and this gets more interesting. So let me read this, because this is what the document says. New York Major Court, in the year of our Lord, 1775, City of New York, Aaron Reichman complains of William Williams and Elizabeth, his wife, in custody for that she, the said Elizabeth, on the 9th day of September, in the year of our Lord, 1775, with force and arms, and see, in and up on him, the said Aaron, at the Bowery in the outward of the city of New York, and within the jurisdiction of the court, made an assault, and him, the said Aaron, then and there, beat, wounded, and ill-treated, so that his life was greatly disformed of and other enormities to him, then and there, did again the peace of our Lord, the now king, wherefore the same Aaron Smith, that he is made worse and hate damage to the value of £100, and therefore he brings suit.
So it doesn't sound like she did a Bobbit.
No, it sounds like she just beat the living daylights.
There with it ruined his life. Yeah, I mean,
Right, and maybe it's male pride, because it sounds like the woman beat the guy up.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
So, this was in front of the court, which would have been the Judge Judy of the day. Not peeth on my leg and tell me it raineth.
So, here's the deal.
What?
We're doing a listing dish, so let's start up at the top.
Yeah, so let's, I guess the title's fine.
Well, but I've noticed when I looked at some of the other people who were selling things sort of like this.
Yes, what?
They instead of just 1775, they would say American Colonial Era.
Yeah, that's probably
like
important.
That.
Because it just says legal document New York, and I don't know if it's important that it's woman £100 fine for disforming man. Those are probably not words that someone's going to search for. Your title has to have words that people will search for. So I would put, I don't know.
Colonial Era, 1775,
better.
Legal document, New York, legal document, New York.
Yeah.
Domestic dispute.
Do you think
Donna
people
came
search?
Up with domestic dispute?
Well, maybe
no,
somebody
searches. No, but people don't search
that.
For domestic disputes.
They might. But I get rid of the commas and the period and the quotation marks. You don't want those. So I would rethink the title. And like Lee said, the best way to do that is to look for similar ephemera from that period in America's history and see what works for them.
Now, he's right about putting New York in there because a lot of people collect from certain areas.
Exactly. They want New York ephemera from the
1700s. So, Michael, I would put Colonial Era, 1775, legal document, New York. What else do you think, Griff? So Michael...
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
So, you get what Griff's saying, right? That your title should be keywords. It should be things that people will be looking up.
Yeah.
Word by word.
Now, is it important, the lawyer, Samuel Jones?
It could be, because
he then was elected to Congress.
Right, so it could be. The names are more important than anything. I don't know if William Williams or his wife Elizabeth Williams actually went down in infamy.
But I would put Samuel Jones in there because he was elected to the Continental Congress.
Right, so that would be important.
He was also appointed New York State's first comptroller.
He was also New York State's first comptroller, so I put that in there, too. That's a pretty important job in New York.
But you need to put this in the title.
The title we're talking about.
Because that's how people search and find items, not just the description.
I would put the name Samuel Jones, and I would put Continental Congress in there.
Yeah, okay. And I'd get rid of the woman 100 pounds fine for disforming man. No one's searching on that those words. I'm
but
looking for disforming
below,
man
though,
listings.
So, Michael, down underneath.
Talking about the title.
Okay.
The title is keywords that buyers will use to search to find items. So that's important.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
Well, I'm not done yet.
We're not finished.
Oh,
we're
not
giving
by
you
long shot.
We're giving you a whole makeover here.
So on the photos, there's a very important consideration here. You show this as a, it's framed behind glass, right?
Yes.
You got to take it out of the frame.
Okay.
And you have to photograph it out of the frame.
Okay.
I'm surprised somebody hasn't asked you to do this already, because they have to be able to inspect it. They're going to ask you to take it out of the frame for inspection anyway, and you should never sell it in the frame. Someone else will reframe it. The frame is not important. The frame is not, that definitely doesn't look like it's a contemporary to the document. So take it out of the frame and then scan it if you can find a flatbed scanner. How big is it, by the way, the document?
It's about 8 by 10.
You want to put that in there. Put it on a flatbed scanner and scan both sides of it. You're going to get a really high resolution image that a potential buyer will be able to zoom in and see really closely, you know, as even the detail of how the ink is sitting on the paper, so that they know that it is legit. So I would suggest that. And then your description isn't bad, because this is the kind of, we like brief descriptions, but this is a unique situation where you want to state what the document says, and you do that pretty well. So I would continue. I would keep what you have in there. And what do you say, Lee?
Well, there are some mistakes in it that I'd like him to correct.
Are you sure they're not mistakes that were?
No, they're. And let me explain.
Right.
If you read it, he says, this is a real gem of a find from an estate sale. I don't think the family knew what they had. I think that's good. Then he says, this arguably could be some of the earliest. Then he starts the sentence all over again. This document could arguably. So he needs
he's
got a
saying,
double
right.
thing. He needs to take out this arguably could be some of the earliest.
All right, so I clean up your text.
Clean up your text.
Go through and proofread it carefully.
This document could arguably be some of the earliest American legal documentation of someone being sued. The American Revolution only started. See, I like this stuff. This paperwork was written, a reference to the king was made.
Right.
And then, but I would have it then a second paragraph. One of the lawyers was Samuel Jones, elected to the Continental Congress, da-da-da-da, appointed first comptroller.
Was he a signatory on the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, no, okay. He actually never even attended Congress.
Yeah. He was too busy.
For them not to show up. His claim to fame would be the comms controller of New York State, who's the first one.
So yeah, she was taken into custody and fined 100 pounds for not once but twice with force and arms. So she beat the guy twice.
She beat the wounded, ill-treated man till he was greatly deformed.
Oh, my God. What a woman.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out. I put a request in the New York library. They have a document room that's 15 yards. I don't know what that means. The paperwork really from 1775.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting.
Well, you're cutting in and out again on us, honey. We can't hear what you're saying right now.
I can hear me okay now?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever you're doing, keep doing that.
I put a request in for the New York State City Library.
Okay.
They had any documentation on the case.
Well, in the meantime, I would make the changes that Griff and I suggested. No one's bid yet, so you can do that. You can change it because you have no bids.
Okay.
And then let's take another look at it after you make those changes.
Okay.
Would you call us back?
I will.
Because this is a fun one, Michael.
Initially, I thought I had something really, really, really good, because William Williams was a signer of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, William was?
Oh, well, that's even
Wait
more
a
important.
Minute. Now you got to
time out. But his wife was Mary, not Elizabeth.
Well, I'm sure he divorced Elizabeth.
Well,
she was a hothead.
Then maybe it wasn't the same guy.
Yeah, there probably weren't a lot of them.
There was a reference in a state of Elizabeth Williams, but I can't find anything else about her. So I'm going to assume that it is not the William Williams.
Oh, probably. Someone has suggested maybe include the word lawsuit.
Okay. Well, if there's room, if you have room.
On the second line, maybe?
No, don't use, no. Just the title. Okay. Don't use a subtitle. I'm not a fan of them. That's extra money for no benefit. Just use the title. You got 80 spaces. Just fill in those with keywords that people are going to use to search. And the Samuel Jones is a great example. And take out stuff that, you know, is taking up space that no one's going to use to search, like disforming man. I'm pretty sure that no one searches on disforming man.
Griff, he says in the description, quoted shipping prices for continental United States over if you wish to insure the item, additional charges will apply.
And you can't say that.
Take that out.
Okay. Yeah, you can't charge for insurance. eBay insures all the purchases through money-back guarantee program. Buyers don't have to pay extra insurance. If you can state a price that may include insurance, but you're self-insuring yourself. The buyer's liability is not dependent upon any carrier shipping insurance. If you insure the document, you're insuring it for your own purposes and not for the buyer. The buyer's going to get covered by you or eBay, regardless of what that insurance statement says or what the insurance situation is.
And very quickly, also, I noticed that he has, I think, some HTML under item specifics. He's got seller notes, fantastic condition, and it's got a break.
Oh, it's a line break, yeah.
Line break.
Yeah, you can take that out.
You can take that out also for your seller notes. Yeah, why don't you redo it and call us back, even if it's next week, okay?
Okay, well, I appreciate your time and your help, and hopefully...
Thank you, Michael.
Well, thank you.
This was a good one.
That was fun. I want to meet Elizabeth Williams. She's a firebrand. This segment was brought to you by Campaign Go, Master Your Sales, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending less time shipping so you can spend more time listing or sourcing or even just hanging out with family and friends. With Stamps.com, you can print shipping labels in seconds. And with our special offer for eBay Radio listeners, you can get a 5-pound shipping scale for free when you sign up. Just pay shipping and handling for the scale. The scale imports your package weights right into Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you import orders from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can pay for postage with your PayPal debit card, too. So you get cash back every time you ship. You can even brand your shipping labels with your company logo. Whether you're shipping domestically or overseas, Stamps.com will help you get it done faster and more easily. To get your free scale just for the price of shipping and handling, go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio and sign up for their free eBay shipping program. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 340.
Great deals often come along when you least expect them, and oftentimes you can't afford them. Cindy Sorley is known on eBay as Bubba Can Dance. She says have a backup.
We as business people need to have that money ready or in reserve somehow. I do have one credit card set aside that I use for that, or I have a line of credit on my checking account. Sometimes if you have a credit card and the people won't take a credit card, I can get money from the bank on my line of credit. If the people will take credit cards, then use that. But if they won't, you know, I have that backup for line of credit on my checking account.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to online communities since 1999. Take a break, join the conversation, 888-723-4630. I'm so intrigued.
Me too.
By history. And the item is cool, that document. But I am in my head forming a whole scenario, a whole play, a whole
Howie's going to direct it.
A whole TV series around Elizabeth Williams. And the damage that she did to the gentleman of 1775 New York City. And that is fascinating. I have a picture in my head of what she looks like. She looks like Kathy Bates. And was the guy who filed suit, was this an affair that had gone wrong?
Mm.
Or was it an affair and she caught him cheating on the affair with some patroon in old Amsterdam there? It's just intriguing to put together a story about this.
Hey, we got an email about his listing.
Yeah, what?
From, let me see, Ed in Hernando, Georgia.
Yeah.
Who said, mainly Irish 207. Well, I'm not going to tell you exactly what he said, because it's not nice. But he said that he's overcharging for shipping fees, $20 for a piece of paper, and asking for more insurance. He has a rating from a buyer over shipping cost. Please cover shipping charge policy.
The shipping, you can charge what you want now. But good luck making your buyers happy with that. So we don't restrict the price for what you can pay for shipping, except for in the media category for things like game cartridges.
Yeah, but should he... you're right. It's not an eBay policy. But should he be charging $20 for that?
He should be giving... It should be free shipping
yes,
at the price he's asking.
Yes, it should be free shipping.
Yeah. But that's a seller choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so it's not an eBay rule or law. It's something the sellers have to think about. But be
so
smart.
If I was shipping a document like this, I'd be shipping it via FedEx. And I would be insuring it through FedEx because that's you can get quick, overnight, door-to-door delivery with signature confirmation.
Right.
Right. So I would be doing that.
Okay. Well, I too love these historical documents. I've always, that my background, I lived in Yorktown, a few miles from Williamsburg, and I was one of the kids when tourists came who was in the classes.
Oh, did you dress up and pretend you were a colonial woman?
We dressed up in colonial costumes, all the boys and girls. Our mothers made them. They didn't look costumish at all. They looked real.
Did you churn the butter?
And no, we were just, we would, the tourists
scenery.
Would come and we would be, they would see the school marm lead us into the little one-room schoolhouse and we'd be dressed, and then we'd be sitting in the schoolhouse, and they would come in and look at us. It was kind of interesting to be a kid.
You were scenery.
And live in that area. Yes, exactly. I didn't have any speaking parts, let's put it that way.
No, it's just as well.
I would have gotten less money from SAG, exactly.
Right.
You've got to say like five lines something.
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
Let me figure this out. You had no speaking parts? What, they shut you up somehow?
No, which was difficult.
I would say
no speaking parts. We were just supposed to sit there and look like we were looking at our slates and things.
Right, children should be seen and not heard.
Exactly. In the meantime, Lauren from Tucson, Arizona, known as the Dusty Cowgirl.
Yeah.
She is new to eBay, and she's a first-time caller. Lauren, welcome. Thank you so much for calling. What's your question or comment?
Hi, well, thanks for having me on the show. I'm working with Sally Milo, who's sort of teaching me the ropes of eBay, and I was just wondering if there's sort of the three best pieces of advice or best things she could teach me. How would you guys condense that down?
Well, I don't know what she's teaching you. She's a great teacher. You're in good hands.
No matter what.
But I'm sure my three and Lee's three might not be exactly her three. Because there's more than three.
I'm going to say
What are you going to say?
First thing is how to do a listing.
Yeah.
That would be one of the three.
That's pretty specific.
Right?
Yeah.
And number two, I think, would be to teach her eBay policy so that doesn't mess up.
Yeah, but
you know how she has to have it in inventory, and you know, to me that's very important. Griff, the two ways you can get a defect, she's got to teach her those.
Well, yeah, okay, but let's not start off with that stuff. I mean,
really?
Let's not.
Okay, what would you say?
Well, I'm sure that if Lauren's just starting off, that she's listing something, she's going to have it for shipping, so I wouldn't worry about that. And if she gets into a dispute with a buyer, she's going to work it out. So I'd say Lauren's a great person. She's not going to let that happen. My advice is always to start slow. So don't list a lot of stuff all at once.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Don't be paralyzed don't let analysis paralyze you. I see this happens to a lot of people who say, I'm going to sell on eBay. And a year later, I said, so how did it work out? She said, well, I'm still reading the books. And I think that's a mistake. The best way that you can get started. Yeah, a book is nice. Someone helping you is nice. The best way to get started is to start and to not put it off. You can't really break anything. And if you're brand new, your first listing is not going to be of much consequence if you make a few mistakes. And you'll learn from them. So I wouldn't worry about that. And then my third thing is actually more practical. Take the best pictures you can, and Sally will teach you how. Pictures are everything.
Okay, great.
Now, Betsy had three things. How to list, how to ship, and how to provide excellent customer service.
That's pretty high level.
I don't know. Lauren, I hope we've helped you.
And welcome to eBay Radio and eBay.
Thank you.
And you are in good hands with Sally. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Yes, we really want to hear from you in our second hour. 888-723-4630 on Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
Let's face it, you're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years, with more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices. WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks. Yet, searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.